Patrick J. Buchanan is back. Welcome. Apparently, maybe out of exile forever, Pat. How are you?
No, the reports of my suspension are highly overrated.
Well, what can I ask you about it? Because there were these reports out there that you were suspended and then that you might have been on a medical leave and that you may be parting ways. Is any of this true?
There's no question that they didn't. I was not on MSNBC when I was doing the book tour, early part of it, but in November I had a real sort of a medical condition, shakes, fevers, chills, and I was in the hospital for 11 days and pretty big hit, and then we've been recuperating here in the month of December. So I've not been back there, but there's been no formal notification of anything like that. Been back writing the column and been doing radio with Sean Hannity, among others. With regard to, they can certainly decide what they want on the network, and they do, whether they want to have you on. But I think in terms of national discussion, I've done 200 radio stations. I've done Sean Hannity twice and Aaron Burnett and C-SPAN and CNN and Fox Business News and all of these things. It seems to me the issues raised in that book are what I believe are the greatest issues facing the country in the next 25 years, Sean. I think they ought to be discussed nationally. Look, for a long period of time, the hard left, militant gay rights groups, some militant, they call themselves civil rights groups, but I'm not sure they're concerned about civil rights, people of color, Van Jones, these folks, and others have been out to get Pat Buchanan off TV and deny him speeches, get his column canceled. This has been done for years and years and years, and it's the usual suspects doing the same thing again. But, you know, my view is you write what you believe to be the truth, especially if you believe it is vitally important to the country I love and the country that's so good to me.